Well, you told me the other day that you grew onions.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of onions? You grew those little...
Well, we grow both kinds. We grew those little, what they call multiplying onions. We just set out a little old onion, a plant of bulb on those multiplying onions, and it'd come up and just be a whole bunch of little old straight stems, you know, this onions. You know, a green top, and then under the ground, according to how deep it was, you know, it'd be that onion part.
Eat the whole thing?
Eat the whole thing. It's awful good for salad. Cut up the onion and the top too, you know, for salad. And then we plant those, get those Bermuda onions. Set out the plants, or either there is a bulb that you can plant, and it'll make a Bermuda onion.
That's sharp.
And they make them old onions, you know, this big, you know, and all just, oh, that's pretty big for onion, you know, like that. But anyway, you know, average size, about 3 inches across or 2 inches across.
Well, what kind of beans and peas? You said you grew beans.
All kind of beans. We've got several different names for those peas, black-eyed peas, and little white peas, and just cream peas, crowder peas, black and yellow crowders, and white crowders, and just so many different names of peas, speckled peas, and just all kinds of, that speckled pea is more or less of a field pea. They used to plant them in the fields for the stock, but they're good eating peas too. They're good eating peas, but they're regular field pea, usually the speckled peas called, and they had a little old pea they called a clay pea. And beans, all kind of beans, snap beans of all kind. These contender beans is our favorite now. It's a snap bean. And then they have pinto beans, you know, that you leave till you can shell them. You either use them snap or shell either one. And just numbers of beans and number of peas that you can plant. But the insects is getting so bad on them peas and beans and stuff, and garden stuff in general, until it's just hard to raise that stuff now. You might have to be right out there every week with some kind of spray working on those insects, and it's just hard to do it. Since I got to where I can't see how to read my labels and things on my sprays and handle that, I just can't hardly tend to those vegetables like I should, because I just can't see well enough. You know, you need to just keep a instruction book in your hand at all times, telling about how to spray, because there's so many things to spray for and so many different sprays to spray for different insects. You know. And so many things you don't want to put on them, account of the poison and the time you put it on, you know. Some things it'll say put it on and use it the next day, and some days say take a week or 2 weeks, you know. And it's, you need to be kind of up on your on your sprays to handle a garden now, because you just can't get out there and plant it without you taking care of it and put those things on it to combat those insects. They'll eat them up.
Well, do you grow any kind of beans that, like, this big, flat, yellowish-colored beans, you know, that you cook with butter?
Oh, yeah, we cook those. You mean shell them or the snaps?
You shell them.
We've grown lots of butter beans, speckled butter beans and white butter beans. That's the main kind. Well, we use speckled and white.
Is there any kind of snap bean you call a butter bean?
Yeah, this snap butter bean.
Well, now, what do they look like? Do you shell them?
They just come up in a bunch, you know.
I've never seen those. Well, what about lettuce? You ever grow that?
Lettuce?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we grow lettuce. We got some lettuce out there in the garden right now, yeah. A little bit. We planted a little bit. Didn't much of it come up.
How does it come up by the...
Just comes up just a little bit. Old plant just comes up just like grass or cuckoo or anything, you know, just comes up, just planted. Has to plant it very shallow. Just mind you, can't hardly cover it at all, because usually the little the seed is, the lighter you have to cover them, you know. You take turnips and mustard, has to be covered awful light.
Well, now, what kind of greens do you cook, you know? I mean,
mustard and turnip greens. That's our principal green that we use, mustard and turnip greens. We can cook them by themselves, or each one separate, or cook them together, either one. Mix turnips with them if you want to, and if you don't have to put turnips in, just use the tops, you know.
You can have just greens?
Greens or turnip and mustard. You say turnip and mustard greens, or either just turnips and greens. If you say turnips and greens, well, you're using both, you know, the turnip part and the greens.
Well, do you...